Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Rose moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rose moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Plummer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Menke moves to second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Menke moves to third. Chaney moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimsley hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphrey moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Bench settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimsley hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Rose reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rose moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Humphrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards short. Cheney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoneman hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Humphrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Boots Day now playing right field. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cheney hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 3 in the game. Plummer hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haig pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig takes first base on ball 4. George Foster pinch runs for Joe Haig. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Hector Torres. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 4 in the game. Tolan hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 4 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 3 in the game. Stoneman bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards second. Morgan catches it and steps on second to double up Day. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing third base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 4 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Bill Plummer. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Clay Carroll. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander bunts towards the mound. Stoneman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Rose reaches second base with a double. Geronimo moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Morgan is walked intentionally. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 5 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vacabella fields it and throws to home to get Geronimo. Rose moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 5 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Morgan moves to third. Tolan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.